In this new segment of Advisor Revelations, the DPL team will discuss how to evaluate new solutions and address current challenges and the strategies that can help you grow your firm and AUM.
Welcome to the Advisors Revelations podcast. I'm Blake Phillips, Regional VP of Member Success here at DPL Financial Partners. Today, I'm going to be discussing the MYGA ladder. I would like to introduce our guest, who is a consultant at DPL Financial Partners, Tyler Commissar. Tyler, thanks for taking the time to join us today.
Thanks for having me, Blake. Excited to be here.
Awesome. Looking forward to it. So before we start our discussion today, I want to remind our listeners to please subscribe to this podcast on your favorite streaming app for updates. If anything we talk about today interests you, be sure to connect with a DPL consultant on our website, dplfp.com. All right, Tyler. So now that our listeners have a better understanding of who you are and what you do, can you share a little more about yourself, what you do at DPL Financial Partners, and how you work with RIAs?
Absolutely. So I am one of the internal consultants here at DPL. My role is almost exclusively working with advisors on product education and case design. So we, you know, obviously distribute for several different carriers, just really helping to analyze different solutions and find the one that makes the most sense for each client's situation.
Awesome. That's great. Thanks for that background, Tyler. So with that, let's get into the topic a little bit for the podcast today. As I mentioned in the introduction, we're going to be talking about MYGA ladders. So you guys may not know exactly what that is. We're going to ask each other a bunch of questions here. Great conversation starters. And then again, at the end, if you do have any questions, please reach out to DPL directly and we'll be happy to point you in the right direction. So with that, Tyler, what is a MYGA? Can you go into a little detail about what that acronym is, what it stands for?
Absolutely. And if you are familiar with the insurance world at all, you'll find several acronyms like that that aren't always very explanatory. But a MYGA essentially just stands for a multi-year guaranteed annuity. Fixed annuity is another term that they're commonly referred to as, and it's going to be likely the most simple type of annuity contract that you'll come across. It typically is as simple as the client gets a guaranteed rate for a fixed duration, and then the policy is liquid. You'd have several different renewal options, but they act very similar to like a CD type investment.
Okay, awesome. And Tyler, kind of thank you for that. So now that we really know what a MYGA is, can you kind of explain a little more, where are you seeing them used and what similarities they have to other financial instruments out there that maybe some advisors have a lot more familiarity with?
Yeah, absolutely. So in my experience, I've typically seen advisors leverage MYGAs as a ballast for their portfolio, right? This is a safe asset for those conservative dollars or conservative clients who are potentially sitting in cash. Maybe they're worried about getting back into the market. They're worried about volatility, right? A MYGA is generally considered to be a very safe asset. I've typically seen that leveraged as a ballast for the portfolio. Typically, when you're thinking of alternative investments or similar investments, a lot of the discussions with advisors that I'm having are around treasuries versus MYGAs as an alternative, right? So one common area I've seen a lot of advisors have success in is looking at MYGAs to replace some of their treasuries. If they have clients in treasuries, you're typically able to get some better yields when you're looking at the MYGA space. Obviously, there is no federal insurance with annuities, but there is a level of insurance at each state level. So I think that, plays a factor as well.
Awesome. Yeah, that's great. And I'm also seeing a lot of advisors bring that up as an asset class, really. So like, as you're having these conversations, when is it really clicking for advisors that, hey, we have clients looking at CDs, we have clients that are heavy in cash looking at treasuries, you know, why would we look at the annuity versus those other alternative instruments? Like, what are the pros and the cons, I guess, is what I'm asking you here, to why should an advisor listen to this podcast if they're happy with their treasury returns, CD returns, cash returns? Why would they even be looking at this annuity?
Absolutely. I think there's a couple of different reasons. One is just the fiduciary nature and capacity of the responsibility of an RIA, right? yes, the treasury yields may be attractive, they may be competitive, but how much diligence are you really doing in looking at those alternatives, right? If we can come to our client and say, you know, we found an asset that's going to get you 100, 150 basis points of additional yield guaranteed, right? Without having to take on any more risk within the plan. I think that is a very powerful discussion to go and have with your client. And it proves that you are getting your value's worth and providing that value to the client.
No, that's great. I really like that answer there. I think there's a lot it can do for the client, obviously, which is the most important thing here as a fiduciary for the advisors listening, but you know, also for your practice. You know, as Tyler alluded to and mentioned there, there's a whole portfolio we're looking at here. It's not just one piece of the portfolio for the client. So as we'll get to in this next question I'm about to ask Tyler, a lot of advisors are utilizing this, as he said, a ballast to a supplement of the fixed income portion of the portfolio to really grab as much yield as possible, but allow you to be more aggressive with other assets. So that's, I know we're seeing a lot of interaction with these products from advisors and clients to great success. So thank you, Tyler. So kind of back to the topic, you know, we talked about MYGAs and MYGA ladders. So I would assume most of the advisors listening to this are pretty familiar with fixed income ladders and how they've done that with bonds in the past. But are you seeing advisors ladder MYGAs? And if so, kind of how are they doing that? And why is that advantageous to the plan?
Yeah, great question. I've absolutely seen advisors ladder MYGAs, and it is something that seems to become more frequent the longer time goes on. But typically there's, you know, a few different reasons why an advisor would look to ladder MYGAs, right? One of them is diversification, similar to what you'd see on the investment side, right? Don't necessarily want to have all of your eggs in one basket. So oftentimes when I see advisors ladder MYGAs, they may be placing assets with two or three different companies during the process as a way to diversify those assets. Another one of them is interest rate risk, right? If we're only looking at short duration vehicles, we run the risk of rates coming down here over the next couple of years, so that when those are up for renewal, well, maybe the rates aren't going to be as attractive as they are in today's environment. So looking out at longer duration vehicles, you're typically able to mitigate some of that interest rate risk, as well as get a little bit of additional yield, right? I know we've been in a inverted yield curve environment. That is not necessarily the case with MYGAs. If you've looked at them over the past year and a half, 2 years, there typically is going to be some incentive to look out at longer durations. Those are a couple of the reasons I've seen advisors leverage MYGA ladders. Anything that you would think to add there?
No, yeah, I think you covered most of it there, Tyler. I think that's great for the listeners and audience out there. MYGA ladders really provide a familiar alternative to what advisors are doing with their bonds. But the couple of key advantages of annuities that everyone knows is tax deferral. There's a lot of flexibility. There's some liquidity in these products. Some don't have the traditional CDSC surrender charges that you'd find out there, as you mentioned at the beginning of the podcast. So I think it's definitely worth taking a look. And, you know, we have some great tools we'll cover here in a second to make this process easy on the website, to where you can actually just compare the premium amount you're looking to input and the duration you're looking to solve for, and really go take a deeper dive to see what's out there, all the way down to credit rating and ending value at the end of the term. But no, I think that's great. And obviously, as fiduciaries, the more advisors know about the offerings for their client, the more they have in their arsenal, the more effective of a long-term advisor and planner they're going to be able to be for their clients. So another question here. So you kind of mentioned how it's valuable for the clients, but let's kind of take a little bit of a deeper dive into how we make it easy and scalable, just in terms of our processes and finding these products and helping them implement these products and policies, but also how we can help them manage it, you know, down the line. Because we're not here to just help them place the policy, but when these products do renew 3 to 5+ years down the line, how do we make that process simple? And how does that really help the advisor's practice by keeping that under their umbrella?
Absolutely. Great question. So DPL has really tried to design a full-fledged platform that's going to allow you to both place and manage your business with ease. So a couple of ways that we're going to be able to help out with this up front, as you had begun to allude to, we're going to have a few different tools for you to just compare shop rates It's as simple as entering the duration that you're looking at and the amount of premium that the client is looking to place. And you're going to see every option that's available on DPL shelves. And you're actually able to apply directly from our website, which is a newer feature, but there's no longer a need to reach out to DPL. You could actually go on our website, look at rates. If you find something you like, you can apply directly. So up front, we've tried to create a seamless process really to be help you not only compare different products, but also place those if there is some interest. And then on the back end, right, as you had mentioned, with some of the renewals and everything down the road, right, each advisor is going to have their own portal on DPL's website where they are able to manage all of their in-force business in one consolidated place. You know, if you have placed assets with 3, 4, 5 different carriers, there's always going to be at least one place you'll be able to see everything consolidated on DPL's site. Right now, why that's helpful, you'll be able to see issue dates, transaction histories, current values, the whole nine yards when it comes to your in-force business. But being that DPL acts as the agent of record, you know, for the advisors that we work with, we're also getting notified when these situations are coming up for renewal. Right. So not only are you going to have visibility there, but you have a whole team here at DPL who is going to have visibility into this on the back end. Right. And part of the relationship is ongoing monitoring of the in-force business. Right. So we would actually be able to come back to you, you know, a couple of years down the line and say, hey, you originally sold this 3-year MYGA back in 2022. It's coming up for renewal. Here's your options. Let's have a discussion. So the website and tech capabilities really make it a lot easier, not only for you to place business up front, but also to be able to continue to manage that on the back end.
Yeah, that's great. Thank you, Tyler. That's a great answer to that question. I think hopefully some value add for our listeners out there today and some firms in the RIA space we work with and clients out there is that, again, we're not just here to help place the business. We're here to help manage it as well on the back end and make the process seamless, just like taking commissions out of products, make it easier to have conversations with clients and implement in your practice. We're hoping the process that we've implemented will continue to try to improve on our platform for purchasing, managing, discovering products that may be suitable for your clients. It makes doing business easier because at the end of the day, we don't want the insurance and annuity industry to be difficult to do business. You know, if it does make sense for the client, we want you at your fingertips now, as Tyler said, to be able to go on the website, compare MYGA rates, hopefully learn a little something today about some MYGA ladders where you can go through and, you know, we can ladder different durations just like you would with bonds, bond alternatives, and we can look to see if it is more advantageous or maybe it's just could be a supplement to what you're doing now. And again, that can all be done directly with your DPL consultants or now with the Apply Now feature on the portal directly on the website, dplfp.com. So with that, I want to wrap up kind of the main part of the podcast. So appreciate you, Tyler. Thank you for your thoughtful answers today and time, of course. And before we sign off, just want to make sure everyone knows, again, reach out directly to your DPL consultant if you do have any questions or thoughts. Again, the website is dplfp.com and subscribe for more episodes anywhere you listen to podcasts. And we look forward to talking to you again. Thanks, Tyler.
Thanks, Blake.
Thanks for listening. To hear more advisor revelations, go to dplfp.com and subscribe on your favorite podcast streaming app.